Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Ref. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that you're having a great Monday afternoon. It's been a blessed weekend. I hope you had one too. I hope that your time was well spent with your family and with your church family. And we'll have a little bit of feedback there. Let me fix that. Okay, that sounds better. Just want to make sure that y'all can hear me. So sometimes I have to monitor here in the studio when my engineer is out. So God bless y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Now, I haven't gotten much mail from y'all. And that's fine. But I want to see if y'all can start emailing me, get some information from y'all, let you know what we're doing and stuff. We're going to go ahead and give you an update on the current things that are coming up in our ministry. Currently, we are going to be having our open house this Friday between 1 and 4 p.m. So it's going to be a 3-hour show. We're going to have some pizza and some soft drinks and stuff like that. So if you have some time, we want you to come by. We want you to visit the studio. It's going to be pretty much an open platform. We're going to be talking about different things. Our theme for the open house is daring to believe. Daring to believe. How dare we believe in the power of God? Amen. How dare we believe that God can do something for us? How can we do that? Well, that is what our topic is, and I pray that you're a part of it. I pray that you call in, or that you at least listen, and that you can hear it. That's October 23rd, this Friday coming up, the open house. It's going to be an awesome time. I hope you can take the time and spend it with us. And the other thing is that we're going to have all our hosts are going to be calling in, including our new host, and just to let you know, Miss Judith McKern, Pastor Cliff McKern as well, and they're going to be giving us a call on Friday. He's going to try and come out here from Dallas to the station, so he's going to try. He's really going to try to be with us, and that'll be a blessing if that happens. And then we're going to have Dana Smith from Wyoming. He'll be giving us a call. He does his show every Tuesday and Thursday night. He does his show right here on the station from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, so he'll be giving us a call. He does a show Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays, and he will be here. He will be here, at least on the air with us through the phone lines. And then, of course, Pastor Charles Mellott, he will be giving us a call, and he will be spending some time with us on the phone. Now, I don't expect most of these phone interviews to be like more than five to ten minutes, so we're going to need your support and help to be calling in and listening and sending us some chats through Chatango. And we have been getting several chats through Chatango. Most of our hosts have been getting a little bit of hits and stuff. So I'm getting a little jealous here. I need to get some hits on from Chatango from you guys. So I know that I do get a little bit here and there. So if you don't know the station address, let me give that to you. It is 7811 FM 1960. You can find this information on our website, our Revenue Network. There's a click and register button there. Click on that, and it will take you to where you can register for the event. And when you register the event, it will give you the address. We'll try to do that so we make it more convenient for you and save from having to email everybody. But I did email this invitation out to several people. And I do know that a lot of people have committed to coming out there and just coming out there and visiting. And that's going to be a blessing. That's going to be a huge, huge blessing. I think that a lot of people may not understand the scope of this, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to introduce the station itself just to the community. We're just trying to introduce the station to the community and make sure everybody that hears the program and can associate where the station is. And we have some big plans, some big ideas for the station. And one of the things is just trying to get some more people signed up. So I am going to a pastor's meeting probably, I think, the following week, the day of the seminar, which I can give you that information. We're having our webinar on the air on keepingmymarriage.com, and I'm going to have a link to it here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be special engagements, and you can listen and see it. And I'm going to leave it on a loop on here, and it's going to be video. And it's just for our first seminar, probably 30 minutes long, maybe 45. It's going to be all a video, and what we're going to talk about is the attraction of the married man and the Christian woman, or the Christian man and the Christian woman. It doesn't matter. It's talking about the attraction of a married woman or man that are Christian. And why is that so deadly? Why is that so compelling? Why does that drag you on? And we're going to cover that, hopefully, on the 29th, where we will cover it in detail. Hopefully I get that all together for you, and y'all enjoy it. So that's going to be the 29th. You go to keepingmymarriage.com. You can go on there, and you can get yourself on a link, and you can get that webinar password, that webinar username, just so you can go ahead and get us your email address. We'll get it emailed to you with the password and everything. And that, again, that right there, you can register online. And you're going to need a password to view it on keepingmymarriage.com, but I'm going to put it on Rev Media Network. I'm going to leave it on open forum so anyone can view it. And I'm going to leave it on a loop there and let that run for a while. So we can drive some people to keepingmymarriage.com, because I'm trying to get the counseling thing going, trying to get that put together. So I really, really want to make sure that everyone is understanding what we're doing and how we're getting things going. And that we're trying to get things out there. We're trying to make things happen. So, how was your weekend? Let me tell you about my weekend. We did okay. We had a fall festival at the church. Fortunately, someone decided to take all the power outlets in the small church, and they end up taking our outlets, our power outlets, and then we didn't have any power coming to the station to keep the streams going and the broadcast going. The power, the internet was shut off, so we couldn't get our servers to connect. So I went to the festival in the first place and checked the stuff before the festival, but didn't bother checking after the festival, and that was kind of alarming. That's kind of alarming, only because for about 4 hours, our signal didn't go. For about 4 hours, our signal didn't go. And so that was Saturday. Then I spent the rest of the day with my family and with the kids and with my wife. And we went around the place and took care of some, normal things. Then Sunday, of course, the preaching day and getting all this stuff going. So it was still pretty busy for me on that weekend. So I preached about getting greater expectation. That was my main thing to do that day, was to talk about greater expectation. And the reason I talked about it was because, I don't know, I sometimes think that as Christians we do not seem to expect God to do things in certain parts or certain things. And I think that our expectation level is gonna be equal to our receiving level. So if you're not expecting, and you're not, okay, if you're not receiving, then you may not be expecting. You may not be expecting. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be strengthened that you do become an expecting attitude, expecting heart. And the way I talked about that was, and we can go into it for a few minutes before we get into the other material. We can get into it for a few minutes. Basically, if I was to take 10 people from anywhere randomly in life, just grab any 10 at the grocery store, at the car dealership, at the convenience store, maybe your barber, maybe your hair salon, gal or girl, and we get them. And maybe some people were just walking in the mall, and each gave them each an invitation. Then I told them, and then that invitation brought them to my church. So when they got to my church for the rules, It says you are invited to have a chance to win $1 million. $1 million. You are invited. So they get there for the rules and stuff the evening before the church service, before they have to do their contest. And I go, this contest has three rules. Three rules. And the first rule is if you have to be on time. Have to be on time. You're going to win $1 million, you got to be on time. There's no other way around it. You have to be on time. If you're not on time, you're disqualified. Second rule is this. Second rule is that you have to participate with all your heart and all your might and everything that's possible. You have to participate. No matter what, you have to participate. Third rule is no complaining. You can't complain. Can't complain. No matter what, you can't complain. You cannot complain. Your attitude has to be happy and smiling. A little smiley face all over you. Or you kicked out of the competition. Or you don't make it. You don't make it at all. So, you know, most of these cats or most of these guys or girls, they're going to be excited. They're going to be so happy. They're going to be jumping around, excited about life, running up and down, calling their mamas, calling their daddies, and just letting them know how great a time they had. How great a time they had. And how much tomorrow is promised. Now listen to this. How much tomorrow is promised. They're going to be so excited because they're going to believe and be happy that they actually have something to look forward to tomorrow. We'll say it was Sunday night that we brought them in. And then Monday is the contest. Well, Monday's coming. We know none of us like Mondays. Hey, we're in a Monday right now. And it's like, oh, we'll get back in. And the redundancy starts again. I think Saturdays and Sundays we get a break. And then all of a sudden Monday is like, oh, man, we're getting dragged back in. We're getting dragged back in. So, what I tell you, my friends, is this, that now Monday has value. Now Monday is full of expectation. Now Monday can probably be that day that things finally get accomplished. That all that they wanted and all that they need will be taken care of tomorrow. Before, it had no excitement. Before, it was mediocre. Before, it was a bit little sad and depressing. Before, it had nothing to offer them but another grueling day. But now, Monday had more expectation, more reward. So, these guys will probably go home. Try and get to bed, but stay up most of the night trying to figure out what they're going to do with that money. I know I wouldn't be staying up half the night wondering, okay, what kind of car am I going to buy me? What kind of bills am I going to pay off? What am I going to invest? And, you know, maybe I want to take a vacation. Definitely, yeah. And am I going to keep working? You know? And how much can I give to the Lord? And what can I do for others? So, five or six things that will probably pop in my mind, trying to figure out what to do with the funds. At the same time, I think that I would finally fall asleep about 2 or 3 and have to be up and ready by 6. And, you know, you get 3 hours sleep. You deal. We all do. I mean, we all know how to deal with it. We can't do it every day, but we know how to deal with 2, 3 hours sleep, and that's fine. Well, none of these guys probably would be late to that competition. I guarantee you, some of them are there an hour ahead of time. Why? Because they're so anticipated. And you might think they look droggy. You may think that they look sad because they didn't get no sleep. But I tell you what, Every one of them is going to have a pep in their step. Every one of them is going to have a swing in their arm. Every one of them is going to have a smile on their face. They're going to be so happy. They're going to hug mama. They're going to hug daddy. They're going to hug whoever they're living with. And they're going to be so happy. They're going to be very tolerable. Very tolerable. They're going to be more tolerable than usual. They're going to be able to deal with someone cutting them off on the freeway. They're going to be able to deal with someone cutting in front of their lines at the check lane. They're going to be able to be tolerable to someone talking bad about them, making fun of them. They're going to be more tolerable. Because why? Because they have greater expectation. Because they have greater hope that things are better. That the things that are happening right now are momentarily. That right now they don't have to worry about it, because within a few hours in expectation, they're going to win $1 million. So that's what they're doing. They're just kicking back, relaxing, smiling, doing what they got to do. They're a little bit more polite than usual. And they're a little bit more happy and cheerful and giggly even. They're excited. They're excited about life. They're excited about what's going on around them. And they're excited that today's going to be an awesome day. That today's going to be a great day. A day of rejoicing. A day of jumping. A day of shouting. That today that they finally get out of debt. That all their dreams come true. That everything they need and want is here. They finally get what they need. They're finally going to get the expectation that they want. They're finally going to reach the goal they need to reach. Now, come to the contest, they're all there, front and centered, standing up, smiling, making sure that everybody else knows that they're there. And their positive attitudes, they jump in this competition and they start working. They start working. And no matter what, they don't want to give up. No matter what, they don't want to keep away from what they're doing. They keep themselves involved, happy, hoping that they will be rewarded the prize. The prize, my friends, what is it to us? It may be $1 million. True. It may be $10 million. True. It may be $100 million. You can do a lot with $100 million. You can do a lot with $1 million, but you know what? It may not be enough. Maybe you need $10 million, $20 million, $30 million. Who knows? $100 million pretty much cover everything. But at the same time, the value that these guys had, look at them. They're so excited for money. So excited for a chance. So excited for just something that they can do. Something that they can, that could happen for them. They didn't have to wait very long, just the next day, but they were excited for that momentarily. A day they had nothing to offer them was offering them much. A day that they had nothing to do but to settle for life's just simple mundane day, they were fine. They were fine. Now imagine that, my friends. I want you to imagine this for a few minutes, and I'm making up this story. We're not doing no competition for no $1 million, because if we had $1 million, it'd already be spent, because there's so much stuff that this ministry and other ministries can do. And basically, if it came in, it'll be gone. A little bit of savings for the ministry, and retire all the debt, and doing a whole bunch of other things with it. So, my friends, think about it. It's funny how something so tangible could change the outlook of one day. Because if a day that had no value or limited potential now had greater worth, why did their characters and attitude change so much? Why? Because of money? Because of the greater expectation in their heart of what they could give for themselves, or give what the day could give them? Why? Why are there so many motivational speakers out there hired by the corporations to rally troops? Why? Just like these guys, they were so motivated for the next day. You didn't have to tell them anything, but hey, you're going to win $1 million tomorrow. If you just show up, you do your best, and you keep a good attitude. You don't complain. And you participate in everything. If you do that, you can possibly, at the end of that day, win $1 million. These people change Well, it's almost the same thing as the motivational speakers, how they come in and they tell you that you have to be able to do certain amount of sales, a certain amount of time, and make certain amount of money, and make certain amount of calls. It's a guaranteed formula. It always works. You call 100 people and you get 10 people. You call 200 people and you get 20 people. You call 300 people and you have 30 people. And now you have 30 clients you never had. They tell you the same thing over and over. They are paid Google's amount of money. In fact, they're probably the only people that are not suffering through the recession. It's motivational speakers trying to move sales forces to go out there and sell during a bad time. In fact, that was the very first thing the real estate and mortgage business did, was start hiring motivational speakers to come in and talk to their troops and talk to their loan officers and their sales agents to see how they can change their thinking so they can make money. It all comes to changing your thinking. Changing your thinking. And the one thing that all these motivational speakers have in common, and all the corporate America, is this, that they have to roll the dice. That one of these guys, if they have 20 salespeople, maybe one, maybe two, will get it and bring in the sales that they need. They'll definitely cover the conference, but also bring back some morale that, hey, we can close something. Hey, we can make it into this market. It is the golden speech. The powerful who is here and wants to make $1 million. That's the most powerful type of talking and type of things that they all do. And it's interesting, when it all boils down in life, is that you're the only person that can motivate yourself. You are. I don't care how many sermons I preach. I don't care how many people that you see on TV and Daystar or here in Rev Media Network or on your favorite Christian radio station. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Because I tell you this, my friends. I tell you this. That you will see great things happen if you change your attitude and change your mind. Great things will happen if you change your attitude and change your mind. And if you get to what you gotta get to on time. I'm a stickler for timing. I am. I throw that in because it's important to have appointments, yes, but it's important to keep on time, because time is the only thing. You've heard me say this many times, that time is the only thing that cannot be replaced. Money can replace stature eventually. Eventually, not everybody's going to love you, and maybe you burn some bridges, but that's okay. Stature can be replaced. It can. But one thing that cannot be replaced is time. If you wasted 5 years doing nothing, yes, God can do a miraculous stuff, and he can make it seem like those 5 years were nothing and that your next 5 years were like 10 years. Yes, but that's not guaranteed either. So I'm a stickler for time, because there's so much time in a day. And sometimes you do need to take a break. But you have to keep moving and keep doing and keep making things happen. We're going to take a break right now, and when we get back, we're going to finish up with this little topic and move to the next one. God bless you, and please just hold on.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now. We're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us and get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening, I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatch at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer's desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, been able to get ISDNs, we've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. To find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages, but let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. What did God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together? Available again and again and again and again. Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't even know electronic devices. Just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Okay, you're still listening to Midwatch, and that was not a mistake. What I'm trying to do is introduce the next segment, not for this week, but for next week. We're going to be doing a few shows, if you want to call them. Don't know how many. It depends how many I can get this weekend. I'm going to review some of these old movies, and I have the theme songs for each of them that are purchased. And for our library, it's good to have this kind of stuff anyway. But what we're going to do is in the next, I'd say next week, all next week, when we're not doing the webinar, we're going to probably do a little bit of 2 days of relationships, but almost all next week, what we're going to do is we're going to cover old scary movies. We do not celebrate Halloween, but because everybody's all themed to Halloween, we're hoping this will get people to the station. And the thing is, we're going to cover the old movies from Halloween. The movies we're going to cover is Halloween, Exorcist, Nightmare on Elm Street. So that's 3 days right there. And The Omen, and probably The Shining. So we're going to cover those five next week. And that's going to be on our week of fright, if you want to call it that. We're going to try and cover the spiritual elements that the director is trying to put out, also the storylines and stuff like that. So this will be detailed conversation for about an hour, and I have some guests in and stuff. So I hope I didn't freak out some of y'all with that. I thought that was cool, but anyway, please, next week between the 20, what's the dates next week? The 26th to the 30th, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing those shows. So I hope that you can be available. I hope that you can get this thing together and listen to our show next week for sure. Next week for sure. So did that freak out some of y'all? Well, I was hoping it would. I was hoping it kind of get you kind of like, what's going on with the Rev? What did he do now? What has he done? What has that man done? I just want to tell you that God has been doing some good things, and I'm being encouraged. Every day it's an encouragement when I get calls from other ministers that have heard the show, or from friends and family, or from colleagues in the ministry that may not be able to do radio shows, but just love it. And I tell you, Pastor Cliff McCurd and Judas McCurd are going to be a huge success on the station. Can't wait to have it. In fact, their time, it's his time. Her time is going to be 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. Is Judith McCurran will be on the air at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. And Pastor Cliff is going to be on 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. So 3 o'clock for Judith, 7 o'clock for, or actually 8 o'clock for Cliff on Wednesday nights. So 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So you're going to be able to hear their shows and hear their episodes. And we're going to hear some good things, because I know that the 8 o'clock slot's open. So I'll go ahead and get that to Pastor Cliff. He said just pray about it and put it where we want to put it. And then we're going to put that there. So we're going to be able to see that happen. I'll have that built and stuff today, hopefully. And if not, by Wednesday, it'll be up and running. So I want to get y'all to understand that we are getting people in here. Hey, we are getting people on the station. This station is reaching people. If I could let you know, just up to date, I can talk to you about 40, 50 countries right away that have been touched by this station. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So I want y'all to be encouraged as you're listening. I want you to be encouraged, because it is something that God placed in my heart to do, and we're doing it. We're making it happen, and we're making sure that people understand that we are using the power of God here on the air to touch people's lives. But yeah, let me just tell you real quick what countries have logged on to our site. Well, right now, and I'll give you the quick stats, we have had on our, this could be our station manager statistics, if you want, we've had over 600 guests in the last few weeks that are new to the station, and we have over 300 regular listeners that come back on a regular basis throughout the month. Usually our stats read about 600 and 1,300 new visitors, so we're doing pretty good. We're all on target for the month. We've had over, I can tell you a complete number real quick. Since the station's been open, we've had over 53,000 people hit the site. Amen. And over 4,200 visitors, and 2,000 of those four. So half of everyone that's come to our station has come back and has been a part of our station again. So that is a blessing. We're retaining 50% of all our visitors. So that's not bad. You're not going to please everybody, and this may not be for everybody. Okay, our hours, the best hours for the shows are at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock at night, and 11 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. This month alone, we've had Romania, Netherlands, Canada, Latvia, Australia, India, Israel, Philippines, China, Russia, Great Britain, Brazil, Germany, Sweden, New Zealand, Senegal, Japan, and among 20 or so other countries that are not identified, all tune in. Can you imagine that? That this station is touching people all over the world. As to date, as this month, we've had over $200 in contributions to help towards the ministry. Not much, but we're getting there. We're getting there, and those contributions were used mainly to keep the server paid and keep the internet sites running. And that's about it, really. Not much farther those $200 can go. So if you're listening and you can support, we do need that kind of help when we don't have a share-a-thon. Next year, we're going to have a share-a-thon in the summer or in the spring. I think in the spring we're planning to have a share-a-thon. It'll be our 1 year anniversary. We're going to have it in May, a share-a-thon. Don't know how many people we're going to have by then, but we will put a share-a-thon on there. Please support, and we're going to see what we can raise. But as of right now, you can support all the time through just going through our station website and donating anywhere you want to donate on the PayPal, anything you want to do. And then right now, we've currently had over 100 people come to the Lord since we've had the station open. And over 200 prayer requests or prayer that have read our prayer page and have gotten prayed for. So that is awesome when you can say 100 people came to the Lord out of an internet station that just came together. You never know what God can do. You never know how God can use you. You never know what can happen. You never know who can be touched. Amen? And the other thing is that our church stream page is getting a lot of views. So I encourage you to go there. It has several pastors' sermons from the last week. I'm going to put Judith McCurdy on there as well, and Brother Cliff McCurdy as well on there. And they're going to have their own site. And I plan to put another 5 or 6 pastors on there, hopefully, after this conference. We'll have that going. I'm ready to go. We're ready to put people on the air for Jesus. We're ready to touch people's lives. Hey, my friends, this is how I talk. This is how I walk. This is, how did my friend say it? This is how we roll. And I want to encourage everyone that listens to this station. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you and tell you that you can do anything for God. You can. You can make things happen. You can change people's lives. You can make people know who you stand for. It all comes with an idea, a dream, and making it happen. Remember my 3 rules. Pray, plan, and then perform. Pray, plan, perform. The 3 P's that need to be in your life. Pray, plan, perform. I want to see good things happen to you. Every day. I want to see powerful, powerful things happen for you and for your family. Well, that is our station identification, station manager information, and I'll probably have to do this every Tuesday or so. I'll do this once a month, and this will be our monthly ministry, what do they call it? Monthly ministry update? That's what it's called. Monthly ministry giving update, and that encourages people to give. I'm learning from the local stations out here that do this kind of stuff, that have great ministries. There's one great radio station here in Houston. It's known around the world. It's KSBJ 89.3 FM. If you're ever in Houston, that is a great station to listen to. They play music, and they have some preaching, not much, but great radio host. And they are doing a new station. They're going to have a second station. It's going to be alternative type station. It's going to help reach the younger people, younger crowd. And they're going to have that put up by next year. So that's going to be an awesome next fall. And that's going to be neat and good to look for. I'm going to put in an application there as well. See if they need a host, because I don't mind doing that. It's not going to be every day like this, but something just to get in and get to meet new friends and stuff. But also, it'll change people's lives. You don't know who you can reach. You know, we broadcast primarily online, so we're reaching people throughout the world. We don't have broadcasts on terrestrial stations right now. We're trying to get a way that we can send our signal, but we have not figured that out, or have not, God has not opened that door, and that's fine, because we are just getting everything perfected so we can get this thing running 110%. So unless we can get into some other radio ministries that have that technology, this is where we're at, this is what we're doing, and it's fine. It is completely fine. I don't mind doing what I gotta do. It's okay. God has this whole thing orchestrated for us. I'm just praising God for the great things He's done so far, and for the great things I know He's gonna be bringing even down the road from now. It's just amazing. The vision, the hope, the dream. You can only do so much, guys. Gals out there, you can only do so much. You can only do as much as you possibly can. God's the one that adds the increase. Remember, the scripture says, some will water, some will reap, others sow, others water, and then God adds the increase. God adds the increase. Sometimes you're going to be sowing, sometimes you're going to be watering, and sometimes you'll be the one reaping, but it's God that adds the increase. So what are we going to do next? Well, I'm telling you this, the station's running. I have a routine already going that we have the show, and I take care of this. I call this station my baby. It's everything that I'm working on for God right now. It's just as important as any church that's out there. It's just as important as any ministry that's out there. And you gotta believe that. You gotta expect that. This goes along with what we're talking about, greater expectations. You have to believe that your church is the most precious thing. Or that your ministry is the most precious thing to God. Anytime you allow someone or allow yourself to downgrade it or to deduct from it or to make it seem like it's not much, then it becomes less to you. You need to believe and say, hey, you're just as powerful in the Word of God as any other man of God, woman of God. You cannot let yourself be deducted. You cannot subtract from your abilities. You have to trust God. Trust God. Trust God. That what you're doing today is going to bless others. So what we're going to do next? Well, we got the station running. It's moving, it's running. My thing right now is, like I said before, and that's just maintain. Just bring in people. Just get them on the air and get the programs together. We have a good routine. We need to get some support. So now I got to start putting this station on places that people go to view. So we've got to do some marketing. But now that we have the station running and everything, and we have it running completely 100% from the church, we're not having to use the auxiliary station anymore. We've been able to run this thing on a regular basis through the church. And now we have to definitely we have to get this thing marketed and get it into website places and stuff. So my friends, I'm telling you right now, we're going to see some great things happen. We're going to see some great things happen for the Lord. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and start building the television part of it. In fact, the webinar is going to be the launch of our television ministry. Something I've been waiting for quite a long time. And we're going to be able to do a show every week on the air, or even record it. And we're going to go and start building that. And that's a whole other can of worms to open. It sure is. It's something that we need to figure out. Because it's going to be a whole different type of thing that we got to get done. But see, you can't wait to have all the answers, my friends. If you wait to have all the answers to do something for God, you're never going to get anything done. Ever. And I know that your heart wants to minister to God, to people now. You don't want to wait forever. So you don't have to wait for all the answers. You just start doing something. God will add the increase. Yes, I'm a man of reckless faith. I love God, and I'll do what he tells me to do at any time. At any time. So, my friends, I just want to tell you this, that God has something powerful for you. Something strong, something that's going to change people's lives. It's going to change people's lives. And you're going to be a part of it. You're going to be a big part of it. You're going to make a difference in so many people's lives. You are. There's no choice. He picked you. He has you ready. He has you prepared. And he wants to see people's lives touched. And you're there to touch it. So let me give you a recap of today. Remember, the open house is on Friday, the 23rd, this week. This Friday, the open house. And I hope that you can go. If you can't, please listen. Please, 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 please listen to the show. Listen to what's going on. Listen to how we are moving around and doing things for the Lord. We're going to have a three-hour show, and we're going to have food. We're going to have some pizza and have some soft drinks and stuff. So we're going all the way out here. We're going all the way out. We're going to see some things happen. We're going to see some things happen for God, and it's going to be a good time. And that's going to be between 1 and 4. Again, that is between 1 and 4 p.m., and that will be on Friday, 23rd. So we have several guest hosts calling, and I want you to be able to tune in 1 and 4 Central Standard Time. So any of the hosts that you've heard on the station on a regular basis, you'll be able to see them. You'll be able to hear them and see them on the air with us. We're going to try and get some. I'm working on the studio right now. We're going to try and do some of this in video as well, so you can see the people coming through the station as well. So we're hoping that this works out, and I got to talk to some friends with the cameras and stuff and make sure that we can do everything that I'm thinking about doing, because I don't want to overstep it. And since we have things running right now, I do not want to mess up anything that we have already organized in the station, because we have all the sound and everything working perfectly. And you know how sometimes our station seems to have sound problems. I think every station, when they open up brand new, are going to have some kind of problems here and there. So I just want to encourage you that God is going to do something good. So you cannot wait for everything to happen and when you want it to happen. You just got to go out and do it. You do. Now, the other thing we're going to have is the webinar. And that, again, we'll remind you about that. That's going to be on, hopefully, oh goodness, I think hopefully by, I'm saying it's going to launch on the 29th, and then hopefully we do our first show for Midwatch. It's going to be the Midwatch show. It's going to be opening show on, I'm looking at the calendar, 29th. We may have it be able to launch it on the 3rd of Tuesday, so it's going to be a Tuesday night show, Midwatch. So, yeah, every week from there on, we'll have a show for Midwatch. Then the next show we're going to have is Relationships. I don't know the name of the title of that show, but that's going to be on Thursdays, and then Survivors by Faith will be on Wednesday. So we have 3 days in a row we're going to have shows. But for now, we're going to just start so I want to make sure that you understand that God is using us in a way, and hopefully we can get it going. Well, I'm looking at my notes and stuff from yesterday, seeing if anything else can help you out on the greater expectations. So I know that greater expectations, we talked about it just a little bit on a recap. And the thing is, if you're not expecting anything out of your day, you're not going to get anything. You have to have an expectation in life. I mean, we can pray. You pray to you expect. You pray expecting to receive. You pray expecting to receive. How many people do you see out there that are constantly constantly they're on trying to get event, trying to get things. Like if you look at the shows that I seen this one guy, he was on a roller coaster I think for like 3 days straight, so he could win $5,000. Just this other guy, they didn't start out with a full roller coaster, so who knows why they're going to do that. But they did that for, I guess, for funds. And then sometimes the prize is a car. Like this one time, I did see on the news that these guys were all around this car standing. The first person to let go, well, the first person to stay in the car without letting go for, I think, 2 or 3 days would win the vehicle. And this guy was standing there, and he would not leave. And eventually the young lady fell off, and he won. And you couldn't lay on the car, but you can use the car to hold your posture or something like that. So that was pretty neat. And the other one I think was who else? What else one? Oh, and of course you know that. Remember Fear Factor? That was a crazy one. People eating bugs and all that stuff. That was like that was way over the top. But you see people doing anything and everything just to win funds. Now, just to let you know, what they're going into that, not to talk about what they're winning or how much they're winning, but what they were doing was the expectation was when they jumped in that thing was to win something. That they were going to get something in return for the craziness that they were doing. And they're excited. They had a spring in their step, as I always say. And they were just ready and willing to do anything possible to be one of those contestants to make things happen. And I tell you what, my friends, it's crazy. It's crazy. So when you come to church, are you coming with expectation? Are you coming for healing? Are you coming for the healer? Are you coming for just the reward? Are you coming for the relationship? What is going on in your life? That is greater expectations. And that is what we talked about today. And I really pray that blessed you in one way or the other. That it blessed you and made you think about a few things. Amen. Oh, my friends, that is the whistle. That is our whistle. And we are done for the day, my friends. We are done for the day. So, my friends, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of our Fright Night music. I'm going to tell you that we hope that you can join us. Here we go. For next week, my friends, I hope you can join us next week when we do the Fright Week, which is going to be mainly about all the scary movies that you may have seen when you were a kid and were freaked out and you couldn't wake up. We're going to talk about the fears and stuff and those things. So until next time, my friend, till tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll see you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Midwatch. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Please write me, David at Rev Media Network. God bless you. Till next time.